All right, y'all, we back again. Your boy, Mr. Untitled. We got Kibbs over here.
You know, Duke and Kibbs Untitled. We got, it's just two of us this week.
That boy, so that's why I started a little different. We minus Duke today, man.
Minus Duke. We miss you, my brother. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, man. You're going to be back for the next one, you know. We gave him a day off, man. He needed a day off.
He put in for the PTO about a week ago, so we gave him a day off because he put in PTO a week ago.
Yeah, he put in PTO, man. He needed some personal time.
Personal time. He work hard.
But we coming to y'all like we say. We always say we got a good one for y'all, but, you know, let us know. First off, I always say let us know. So I feel like we going to give y'all a good one.
We gave. We going to give. We always give. We always going to show up. We might be late, but we always going to show up on time.
Boy.
It don't make no sense, but to me, it sounded good coming out.
It sounded good. So stay tuned to this week's episode. Check us out, man. We finna kill it for y'all.
Here we go. It's your boy Kibble again. We're going to jump right into the segments for the day. Shout out to my boy Harris. He gave us his question for the day so far. He said, he want to know, where is the worst place to not shoot your shot? So where is somewhere that you shouldn't shoot your shot?
I got two.
Okay, what's your two?
A funeral.
That's a given, though. You can't just...
Shit. A funeral in a hospital after somebody loved one just died.
Shit, that's basically the funeral. That's the same difference.
I mean, can you... I can't... Them are only two that's off limits for me, man.
I give you funeral in the hospital. Because you don't know, you in the hospital, you know, like you said, you don't know if somebody in the hospital, they about to die or something like that. They can't be shooting you outside in the hospital.
After they die.
After they die.
And the whole family coming in there.
It ain't supposed to be funny, but
just my thing, it's free pussy.
See, my thing is, you can't shoot your shot at the hospital, period.
Cause why?
Because think about it. If you're in the hospital, you don't know what that person in the hospital for or okay. Why they there. So then you shoot your shot at the person, they'd be like, oh, yeah, my cousin in here with cancer.
Let me get into that. Going to the other place that you can't shoot your shot.
My other place you can't shoot your shot? I say the other place you can't shoot your shot. God, where's my second place? I say the second place you can't shoot your shot, I would say at the movies, inside the movie theater, doing a movie.
That's right.
No,
so the reason I say hospital, okay. Whenever I worked at a hospital,
uh-huh.
And this person had just passed,
mm-hmm.
And this fine light-skinned sister coming out with dreads.
Oh, look.
So, you know, at first I was just being the nice guard. I was going to hit the doors. I was escorting the family back and forth. I would have got water. I was like, let me be Mr. Nice Guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as time went on, they were still there, sobbing. And my coworkers made fun of me because they were like, how you hit on somebody that people died? I say, look, man, the wall is down. She vulnerable. Fuck else was what they to do?
First off, I'm not with them on this one, y'all. Don't let him finish his story. This is some bullshit, but go ahead.
It was some bullshit, but my thing is, you never know, like, bruh, like, hey,
it ain't no way. If shit, the person said about somebody just died.
I knew they died. I knew before you knew your people died. So I worked there.
So you want some crying cat? That's what you want. That person be crying. That's what you want.
I mean, I don't. But she was just that bad. Like shit. I was like, hey, you here? I'm here. Might not see you again.
So you basically like, oh, well, we here. That person dead. We should celebrate. We should celebrate us being alive.
I didn't officially shoot the shot, though. I wasn't like, hey, we should link up, take my number. Because I felt like that was so weird. It is weird. It is.
It's very weird.
But I was just, you know, like, I felt like at that moment,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I was close to just going over and shooting the shot.
There we go. That's another one. My homeboy tried to shoot a shot at a girl while she was on a date.
I'm with it.
You with it?
I'm with it.
There,
in front of the nigga or the
dude? In front of the nigga.
He got big balls. So what could the dude say?
Well, first off, I wasn't ready to fight that day. We was at the mall. And he's like, man, you know what? Fuck it. She with her man. I'm still going to shoot a shot because she look good. I was like, man, you know, I ain't got no bail money to get us out of here. So if you trying to fight, I ain't got no money to get out of the jail. You're going to have to bail me out when you get out. He said, man, fuck it. He went up to the girl, and thank goodness she shot him down softly, and the dude just laughed and walked away. Because I was like, man, we're going to have to fight. I ain't even got my fighting shoes on today.
First off, but you got to give credit to his balls. It was probably the dumbest thing. Hey, you want to know what's something so funny?
What?
Some females are like that. Like, she probably on the inside, like, you know, she had to say no.
Uh-huh.
Like, she couldn't be like, oh, you know, like.
That was cute. Right, but, in front of a man.
She probably was like late on. It probably crossed her mind, man.
Nah, I told the nigga never do that shit again.
That's... Why you say? I want to get back to why you say you can't shoot your shot in the movies.
And why the movie playing? So you gonna just why the movie playing?
You want popcorn?
So you gonna? No, I'm saying you gonna get up out your seat, walk up the aisle.
Nah, I'm saying if we close to each other.
No, I'm talking about they sitting in a different area. Like my homeboy wanted to do that movie. The same homeboy. He's like, man, she bad in the front row. We sitting in the middle top.
Your homeboy got issues.
I was like, so you gonna walk down in the middle of the movie?
My strategy to shoot shots is I wait till people cross my path.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like remember Memphis? The old girl walked out the bar, and I was like, damn, she fine. And like,
yeah, that wasn't a bar though. It was a club.
I was joking. Yeah. But like I wait till people cross my path. Like, oh, I'm not,
he's not doing it because half the time he either high or he drunk. So he gonna go out his way. He gonna jump over a pool, jump down a slide. He gonna do all the extra shit to get where he gotta go.
What was the worst time you shot a shot?
My worst time I shot a shot? Damn, what was the worst time I shot a shot? It's been so long.
We all get played. You had to shoot a shot that didn't go the way you wanted to.
A lot. Most of the shots go the way they weren't supposed to go. Shit. Fuck you, me. I'm the same nigga who got my Valentine's get thrown in the locker. Come on, man. The worst shot I shot, it was at a funeral. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was at a funeral. I shot the shot, and the person looked at me like, really, nigga?
I'm grieving.
I'm trying to grieve together. I'm crying too. I said,
but you criticized me. You did it at the funeral.
Well, this is a difference.
I was there for sympathy. I knew your people died before you. Like, shit.
Well, I knew people died at the same time. I just like, you know, you need a shoulder to cry on. And she's like, well, I'm grieving right now. I said, we can grieve together. I cry with you.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, you know,
what the fuck you thought this was? Boys to Men?
I thought it was we cry together, you know, but it didn't work out that way. No, she's like, if you don't get out of my face, I was like, oh, what? It was worth trying.
Worst place to shoot a shot to add on.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not a worst place because it's a goal line. But depending on who you shoot your shot at.
A wedding?
A wedding.
Okay.
Depending on who you shoot your shot at. Don't be that guy. Does anybody object? I object. Like, but don't be that guy.
I ain't gonna lie to you. A wedding probably your best place because
it's a gold mine.
It's a gold mine because people are there.
No. A gold mine is a hospital.
No, man.
You ain't never seen Grays?
I seen Grays, but they some ho-hos.
How many holes in the hospital?
They some ho-hos in Grays. I'm talking about I'm talking realistically.
They ho-hos that got clothes on.
That I give you that one.
Did you not see the ass that was just shaking at this last wedding?
I partake in seeing the booty of the shake at the wedding. At the wedding, the booty were shaking.
Okay.
And the shaking of the booty when the 99s and the OO dropped.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
The gold mines. I'm going to go over a list of my gold mines.
Okay, what's your gold mines?
Wedding is a gold mine for shooting shots.
Okay.
The hospital is a gold mine for shooting shots.
Okay.
Why are you so against the hospital being a gold mine?
Because, like I said, a person could be in there with some cancer type
shit.
No,
like I'm saying, the workers at hospitals.
Okay, the workers. I give you that one, but I just, me personally, I can't do it at a hospital.
First off, you talking to nurses. They got bank. Why not shoot your shot at somebody?
Okay, you talking about the workers. Yeah. I'm talking about people that's like in a hospital for their family members.
Your co-workers.
Oh,
I'm naming a gold mine. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why I say Grey's Anatomy. Like, okay. You got the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You got a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest gold mine of them all
is what?
Church.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
So you ain't never been hoe picking in a church?
I ain't been hoe picking in a church because I ain't never been hoe picking in a church.
Bruh.
I've never.
I got so many trips and.
Right, you gotta think about that when
I
laugh.
Gotta word this carefully.
Right, go ahead, word quickly.
Church then brought me, well, the church environment, the church culture, doing things with my church have took me a lot of places.
Okay.
But I will say the biggest gold mine for women, if you are looking for a woman,
be inside church.
Go to church.
Okay, let's see. My biggest,
you ain't never heard about them girls, man. Hey, I'm up all night Saturday, but I gotta get up on Sunday to praise the Lord. Won't he do it?
Nah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm saying, bro, won't he do it? The Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I want.
My gold mines, I give gold mines for mine. My top gold mines. Baby showers. Baby showers.
Hurdle.
Second one.
First off, you just left the baby shower with nine people. Can you go mine?
It depends on who it is. It depends on who baby shower it is. My second one, kids' birthday parties.
Again.
Kids' birthday parties. That's a gold mine. Because you're
ladies, this is a single man talking to, well, not a single man, but this is a kidless man talking to you and a father talking to you. You can tell the difference of places we shoot shots.
And then I give you the last one. I say gold mine is at somebody else's family reunion. If you got a homeboy and a homeboy's family reunion.
You can tell the difference of where we shoot shots at. One person has a father, one person is a father. Another person ain't a father. Because he naming places where kids gonna be. I'm naming places where adults at, man.
Adults at all these motherfucking places? But you talking about a hospital? Still, come on now. But
Grey's Anatomy is the Grey's answer. Grey's
is a great show. I give
Grey. Grey's show you how they bust the coochie open. Shoot the shot at a hospital. Them nurses work 16-hour shifts, go home and come back.
Well, there you go. That's our topic on where not to shoot the shot and where to shoot the shot. This motherfucker. They busted it open on Grace.
Hey, they busted it though. Hey, Sunday, they walk right out of church right after the holy water and ready to bust it open.
All right, on that one, we going to move on, folks.
All right, man. It's your boy, Mr. Untitled. I just want to come to y'all on some real life funny shit. And I just want to address what it's like growing up in a black household. Definitely if you got both parents, even if you got one. But it was so funny because growing up in a black household, you knew you was in trouble without your parents even saying something sometimes. You knew when your parents looked at you with a certain look.
Always.
That it was over. You knew when your parents made an eye contact if they pointed. Like, you just knew. And don't ever, in a black household, the one thing, let me know if I'm wrong, if you knew you was in trouble. When your parent opened their mouth and said your full name,
oh, yeah, you in trouble. Nigga, once my mama like, William Lloyd Kimball? yes, ma'am. Shit ass, get in there. I was William or I was shit ass. Shit ass? Oh, shit. What'd I do now, mama? Mama, what happened? Oh, okay.
Man. And I'm talking about, like, in a black household, y'all, I did not get abused. I want to throw this out there. I am not reporting this as abuse by my parents.
It don't matter now. The stipulation of the time period is over with.
What I say, when you got whooped for everything, nigga, growing up in a black household, it could be one spoon left in the sink at nighttime, and they wake your ass up at 3 a.m. when they come in or whatever time they get in and see that to wash one motherfucking spoon.
I got a story for that one.
I'm gonna let you get into it.
Okay, I got a story for that one. You know how you've met my mama. You know how crazy my mama is. I swear to you, she's like, one day, she's like, clean the dishes out, clean the sink out, wash everything, put everything up. I said, all right, cool, mama, I got you. She goes out in the middle of the night and makes a bowl of cereal and puts the dishes in the sink. She wakes up for work at 5:30 in the morning. And then she calls my name. Shit ass! I told you to put the dishes up and wash all the dishes. I'm sitting there sleeping, so I don't hear this part at first. So then she coming there with a pan and a spatula, start beating the shit. I told your ass to clean this damn kitchen. I was like, mama, you made the bowl of cereal. Well, you should have got it back to me and cleaned the damn dishes. I was like, what kind of common law does this make?
But you want to know another funny thing? You knew you grew up in a black household. Let's just go over things. So we going to do a black thing. You knew you grew up in a black household when you got whooped with any and everything your parents can grab. I remember my cousin got ass whooped with a chicken quarter.
A who? A chicken quarter?
Chicken quarters.
What the fuck is that?
Chicken quarters, like the leg and the thigh.
Oh, she got whooped with a leg and a thigh and a breast?
We was at our daddy house, and we was in the kitchen, and they said something. And she ain't doing it. She grabbed the motherfucking chicken quarter and started smacking the shit out of
The worst one I had, I think I was like sixth grade. And it's like, you know, your parents black, because they got airbending. Techniques. Yeah. I'm sitting in the room, and my room is like cornered around the corner in the apartment. We stand in the apartment. And I said something under my breath. I swear to you, a heel came around the corner out of the room and hit me in my head. Psh, what you say, shit? I was like, nothing. Nothing, mama.
Hey, you knew you grew up in a black household. Again, when you got whooped.
For no reason.
Not even that. My daddy had paddles. Uh-huh. And when he perfected the paddle game, he had a wood paddle. He had a little elastic type paddle. He even had a paddle with holes in it, so when they hit your ass, it'll suck the meat back.
Oh shit!
He beat our ass for every motherfucker.
You know you got your ass beat. My mama whipped my ass. It was chasing my ass, butt ass naked, up and down the street. when I was living with my grandma now because I did something stupid.
Fuck that. You knew your parents was black when they whooped you and sat here and said, "What you crying for?" And then if you did cry, you knew your parents was black. Oh, you ain't gonna cry, but give you something to cry for. Like, what?
Fuck that.
You knew your parents was black when they whooped your ass and they stayed. It's gonna hurt me
more than it's gonna hurt you.
What type of
fuck
shit?
The black
that?
Shit, the living in a black household, and she whoop you butt naked. And if you piss on yourself, you piss on her wall, you better not piss on my wall. How the fuck you gonna whoop my ass and not know I'm gonna piss?
You knew you grew up in a black household, bro. When you woke up on Saturday morning and heard blues, you knew what time it was. Get up and clean everything, bro.
Exactly. You know you was in a black household when you woke up in December with the boys and man, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow every weekend.
Hey, you know you grew up in a black household. Your ass in a store, and you gotta walk with your hands in
your pocket.
Because if you touch anything,
you get your ass beat.
Hey, but you wanna know, that's how you separate our households from others. No respect. But them kids, other kids, go out and throw tantrums. Let me throw a tantrum in that store. I'm gonna get my ass whooped in that tantrum spot. And my mama and daddy would have wished the motherfucker would put them. Well, and you know what was so bad when you fucked up in public with your parents? They told you, nigga, I can't wait
to get your ass home.
And they let you get in the house. You put all the groceries in the house. And then, you know, parents got smart. Because we used to get whooped so much, we used to start throwing on layers of clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So they got to the point, hey, come here, drop your pants. Drop them pants. Drop your shorts. Drop them boxers. Drop them boxes. We were still young. Drop them tiny whities. And they beat the shit out of us.
And you got shit stains, too? I'm going to whoop your ass for these shit stains, too.
And then I send you to the room and tell you to shut the fuck up crying. You just whooped me for 10 minutes.
Fuck it. You know your parents black. I mean, like you said, when you go to the store and they say, motherfuckers, like, I'm going to call the police on people on you. Call the people. They can take these little motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
They can feed these motherfuckers every goddamn day.
Man.
The funniest shit is when you black in a black household and you just say anything. You don't say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You be like, okay, that's just ma'am, yes, motherfucker.
Hey, you want to know what's so sad about that now, though?
What?
If you get caught saying yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, to like a woman that's 5, 10 years old, and you
get mad.
But it's so crazy because as kids, it was beat into you.
Did you guys say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am?
Man. But you know you grew up in a black household. Whenever you hurt yourself, your parents told you to suck the fuck, like just get up and like
fuck
suck
that.
It up.
My black household was so black. I hurt myself. I got an ass whooping for hurting myself.
My household was so black, bro. I cut my finger damn near off at a keloid. My damn daddy wrapped duct tape around that motherfucker and told me to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
Oh.
And when I say you can see the bone in my finger,
oh,
bro.
Shit.
He wrapped tape around. And you knew you grew up in a black household where duct tape fixed everything.
Everything.
Talk about nigga, the ceiling running, duct tape, sink. Duct tape, toilet, duct tape. My damn brakes fucking up on my car. Duct tape. Like, duct tape was the answer to everything in a black household.
Fuck that. You know you're in a black household when it's the weekend, you a kid, you ain't even sick. Your mom like, come and take this Tylenol, this Benadryl real quick. Come take this Benadryl and this Tylenol real quick.
Fuck that. You know you grew up in a black household every Friday, you had fish and spaghetti.
That's doing Ash Wednesday.
That was crazy.
Yes, every Friday, you have fish and spaghetti.
It was fish and spaghetti in the hood every Friday, bro.
You know you had a black household when I stayed in my apartment, and she would turn all the stuff, the appliances off, and just open the oven. And had the oven to heat the house up.
Big fan. You knew you grew up in a black household when it was motherfucking hot, in the house, and a storm came, and they opened every goddamn window. Most motherfuckers run from the storm.
Nah.
Motherfuckers sitting in the living room staring at the storm.
You know you came in a black household when you hear that famous line. You open that front door. You gonna go in or you gonna stay out?
Fuck that.
We ain't heating the outside. We ain't keeping the outside cool.
You know you grew up in a black household when everything you did was running the electric bill up.
You took two shits today? You run my electric up.
You sat on that couch 3 times. What the fuck is wrong?
You opened my refrigerator too many times today. My electric bill is $102.
I got everything ran the electric bill up, bro. But you knew you grew up with some grandmas. We all got on the grandmas. Grandmas could not talk worse shit. Like, DL usually hit it on the head in the Kings of Comedy when he said his grandma said, wrench around and turn that off. Like, old motherfuckers could. It will never get over me when an old motherfucker come to me and be like, let me learn you something. What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck? Let me learn you something. Shut the fuck up, first off.
That's how you know you grew up with grandparents, black grandparents, because my grandma, to this day, they don't call you by your name. Look, Tyler, Dre, Darren, you know you like your uncle Darren. You know who I'm talking to. Bring your ass, so you know who I'm talking to. My grandma called me the other day. She's like, Whitman? I was like, Granny, shit ass, you knew who I was talking to you. It's Whitman today.
The thing was, you could not correct them. Hey, but another one. You knew you grew up in a black household. If you missed church on Sunday, because your parents won't let you do shit for the rest of the week. You was on punishment. You could have got in 10 fights in school and we can still do whatever. You missed church on a Sunday in a black household. You couldn't go no fucking work.
My mama had that bad. My mama come in the room. She'd be like, oh, you don't want to get up for church? Okay, just go ahead and stay home. Then let me come home with you in that game. Oh, okay, mama. I'm getting dressed.
You had to go to Sunday school, Bible school, church school. Hey, what was the shit? Vacation Bible school? You had to go to everything, bro.
We get up for church at 6 in the morning, get to church at 8, and be at church from 8 in the morning to 6 o'clock that evening.
And don't let them have a program. You got to clean up the church. You got to put, like, black parents made you do everything in the church. You got to put the chairs down, vacuum the floor, serve the food, pick up the food. Fuck around. Luckily, we ain't have a job. We would have had to buy the damn food. Now, fuck around with a sentence. I'm glad to make the damn food a damn self.
You better, you better fry this chicken for God. Man. Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that was another thing. Everything was for God in the black. Hey, I swear to God. Hey, it's Holy Sunday in here. Don't touch my shit, man.
You know you're in a black household. When your mama cuss you, I'm like, you stupid ass motherfucker. Oh, you got me cussing on Sunday. Oh, now I got to whoop your ass. You got me cussing on Sunday.
Get into, man. You do some shit on Sunday. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get your ass through the week.
You're lucky it's Lord Sunday because I can't whoop your ass like I want to.
Hey, look, and then whenever my mama or daddy used to ask me to do something on Sunday just because they made us go to church, I'm like, man, but it's the seventh day. The Bible say, well, fuck that, this is my house. You installed this shit. And then I sit here and say, it's the seventh day. I ain't got to work. And you ready to whoop my ass?
Oh, you got me cousin too. You got me cousin too.
That, but you know you grew up in a black household. When I say my daddy got me one day so good, I begged for pancakes for like a whole day, right?
Uh-huh.
This motherfucker cooked about 50 pancakes. And he would not let me get the fuck up to the table today. It was all gold.
Oh, no.
Black parents wasn't right. You couldn't beg for shit. But you grew up in a black household. This is a lie. You knew you grew up in a black household. Oh, that's adult food, baby.
What the fuck is adult food, mama, to this day? I'm like, mama, what the fuck? Whatever I say it is, shit ass. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, look,
yes,
you ma'am. Over here eat some noodles. They pull it out. Steaks. Chicken. Oh, this adult food, baby. When something's hot, this adult food, baby. When they had alcohol, this is adult drinking. Just say it ain't for kids. Like, you could have said anything.
You in a black household, the craziest one used to be, stay out of grown folk conversation. Then we got older, and I'm like, I'm old enough to get an adult conversation. They gonna be talking about shit. Not a damn thing.
But you know, you grow up in a black household when you walk in the room and you say something, they expect the shit out of you for not saying excuse me. Don't you see a two adults here talking?
But then you in here talking, they just interrupt everything you doing. Yeah, I ain't talking about shit. You can do what I said, dude.
Uh-huh. What? Oh, and what? You ain't, what they say? You ain't old enough to have no, was it, business yet?
Uh-huh.
You ain't old enough
to have no business.
Oh, fuck that. You knew you grew up in a black household when you pulled up and your parents hit you with that. Nigga, do you got some McDonald's money?
Damn, I got $2. Oh, you being a smart ass? No, mama, I got $2 here.
Hey, I used to hate that. Go out to eat, you got some McDonald's. What are you for as a parent? At what point? I'm not grown.
I put it on my one day. Yeah, go give me a pack of cigarettes. You got some cigarettes money? Shit ass, you better go give me them cigarettes. I was like, what?
It never works, bro. It never works.
She ready to fight me? I'm a whole 27. Oh, you being a smart ass? No, I'm just saying what you told me. You got cigarette money? She's like, no, you got the money. Oh, this is awkward now. This is very awkward.
Man, but this is just memories. Do I got any? Fuck that. You knew you grew up in a black household before we end this. You got brother siblings.
Uh-huh.
When you broke beds practicing wrestling moves.
Oh, yeah.
It was only right when WWE and WCW went off, you went and did jackhammers, powerbomb, suplexes.
And he's like, he's like, what the fuck are y'all in there doing? I know y'all in there wrestling.
We ain't doing nothing,
mama. We ain't doing nothing, mama.
You know, 5 minutes later,
fuck that. You know you in a black household when your little brother get in trouble, and then she can whoop your ass for your little brother getting in trouble.
Hey, I remember brother and sister got their ass whooped. They had just mopped the floor, and I went running around the corner and bust my ass just so I cried, and they beat the shit out of me.
For some dumb shit that you didn't do.
Why the goddamn floor waiting me? Hey, you knew you grew up in a black household. Fuck that. My daddy was famous for this. Put something in his hand and he dropped it. my goddamn arthritis acting up. Like, black people.
Why the fuck you put it in that hand? You know, put it in my other hand.
Black people got answers for everything.
Fuck, I'm gonna top you all off. Y'all, as the black people that listen to this show and everybody, you know you in a black household. When your parents call you in the living room to grab the remote off the top of the TV so they can change the channel.
That's some black shit.
That's some black shit. Like, baby, go ahead and get the remote for me. You sitting 3 inches from the TV. Well, you couldn't grab
what this. What the fuck I say? Get the goddamn remote.
No, they lying. Is, that's why the fuck I had kids for. So y'all can do shit I tell y'all to do.
But we gonna keep it moving, man. It's just funny memories, man, of growing up in a black household.
If, man. If you lived in a black household, you know what the hell we talking about.
We missed some. We sorry. But it's just so many,
if
man.
We missed some, just hit us up in the DMs and let us know what we missed. Because we like to laugh. We want to hear what y'all got to say. Let us know the black household shit y'all done been through.
Man, please, bro.
Because right now, this bringing back memories. I feel like I'm about to get my ass whooped just for talking about this shit.
If my mama heard this, I'd probably get my ass whooped. And I'm bigging it up.
My mama gonna be like, I'm gonna knock teeth in the back of your mouth. Mama, I ain't got dental right now. I don't give a fuck.
All right, man. We have to keep it moving.
Well, thank you again for tuning in. As we do every week, I appreciate y'all listening. Like I tell y'all always, follow us on Instagram and Snapchat, Duke and Kibbles. Spell out that Duke, spell out that and, spell out that K-I-B-B-L-E-Z and Kibbles.
Hey, man, hit your boy up on IG, Mr. Untitled. The name is Dewboy92, the DEWBOY92, and on the snap is DWBOII. Your boy, Mr. Untitled. My name gonna be changing to Mr. Untitled Tune.
I think you need to repeat that for him because they might not have got all that. Repeat it for him one more time.
IG, man, I'm coming to y'all with DEWBOY92, Dewboy92. On the snap is DWBOII, Dewboy again. Like I say, man, y'all know me. I'm coming straight, raw, authentic.
And that ain't a lie. You know, every week he come in, you know he's the one of the group that always ain't gonna bite his goddamn tongue.
Look, man, we are here to entertain. We are entertainers. People come to us for laughs every Sunday, man. We late.
We late.
We apologize again. But y'all come to us on Sundays for laughs. So Untitled, man, Mr. Untitled himself.
Sometimes you late when you get brothers PTO days off.
Hey, man, look, it's better late than never.
You know, but we gonna blame it on the St. Louis weather and this snow.
Man. And you know what, man? You never know what you're gonna get out of the Midwest, man. But thanks for all the listens. Thanks for the support. Since we ain't got them here, my boy Kibble's gonna end it for y'all.
And so at the end of this all, we always end it the same way. Fuck with your boys.
Oh, thank you.